Here's a story of some local politics that may talk a lot about some national trends. A really hot race in the state of Illinois is the race between incumbent Lisa Madigan, who's the attorney general, and her opponent.
Lisa Madigan has taken on the most powerful special interest in this country on behalf of the people. She's gone after the pharmaceutical companies for price gouging, cracked down on for-profit colleges and abuses in student lending, and she's holding Wall Street accountable for mortgage fraud.
The banks will never be able to do enough to clean up the mess that they caused in our country.
Lisa Madigan has recovered over $15 billion for the state and the people of Illinois. Lisa Madigan, she never stops fighting for us.
Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan there says she is fighting for the people, but with millions of outside dollars flooding into this race and other attorney general races around the country, it's hard not to wonder how state AGs are really acting on behalf of the people. Is it possible that these power centers could become political centers as well? Joining me now is Eric Lipton, investigative reporter in the Washington Bureau for our partner, the New York Times. Welcome, Eric.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So let's just begin in New York for a moment. I mean, it really, the attorney general position in New York became a stepping stone to the governorship quite a while ago. But now it seems like this trend has gone nationwide.
Yeah, definitely. Attorney generals are seen as future senators, future governors, and it is seen as a training ground for both the Democratic and Republican Party. And the party organizations look at it that way, and the corporations look at it that way. And that's why, in part, they're funding the campaigns of attorney generals, even if they, you know, just for future purposes.
As you follow the money, what are you seeing around the country?
Well, there's no question that in the last five or so years, really perhaps even a decade, that the corporations have taken a much greater interest in the role of the attorney general. There's, you know, more than $10 million that have gone to an organization this year named the Republican Attorney General's Association. Money from the energy industry that was trying to beat back regulatory agenda from the Obama administration, for example, relative to coal burning plants, and from pharmaceutical companies, from food companies, from internet providers. So the corporate world has seized the attorney generals as a potential serious threat, and so they want to fund them and build relationships with them.
I would think that an attorney general who looks really cozy with a lot of special interests, unlike maybe some other politicians, that would really derail her credibility with the electorate.
I mean, they're sort of, you know, pushed in both ways. You know, like that advertisement that you had, Lisa Madigan is celebrating the awards that she's won that have brought revenue to her states and that have, you know, penalized companies for actions that, you know, considered inappropriate. But at the same time, they've got to raise a great deal of money to get elected, and they also, you know, many of them are thinking about running for other offices. So there's a balancing act, and there's certainly pressure on them to not alienate this community that is a major source of funds.
So the trend here is to really make attorneys general a lot more like members of Congress who really have to fight for money and chase money almost from the moment they get elected.
It's happening mostly through two organizations, the Democratic Attorney General's Association and the Republican Attorney General's Association, which they're set up so that, for example, if you contribute $125,000 to RAGA, as they're called, you get special access to the Republican Attorney Generals. You get to spend the weekend with them at a resort near San Diego where you go sailing, you go to a baseball game, you have dinners and drinks with them, and you just have time to build a relationship with them. And the strategy on the part of the corporations and the lobbyists is if you can build a kind of personal relationship with the attorney generals, they're less likely to demagogue you and less likely to sue you. And perhaps they would call you and talk to you about something they see as a problem before they initiated an investigation.
And going on these retreats is not a violation of ethics rules on the part of the AGs?
No, I mean, for example, Pam Bondi, the Republican Attorney General from Florida, went to the beach villas at the Dell, which is part of the Hotel of Coronado, and she flew there. Her hotel room, her food, you know, her entertainment, more than $6,000 she spent over essentially a long weekend. That was paid for through corporate sponsorships of the corporations, the Sands, the Las Vegas Sands, Comcast, Altria. They were some of the corporations that were present at this sort of resort weekend that she went to, and they paid the bills basically indirectly through RAGA.
Has Citizens United changed the dynamic here or accelerated any trends that we've already seen?
It's another example of this: the large amounts of money from corporate America and also to some extent from unions that are going into the political process. there are even fewer limits on state contributions. In many states, you can write a $25,000 check directly to a candidate. In Nebraska, in Missouri, there are no limits on the amount that you can contribute directly. So it's not even Citizens United. It's just that, in fact, in many states, there are even fewer restrictions than there are on federal candidates.
It used to be the case that all attorneys general ran on tough on crime agendas. It seems like that's broadened as people have gotten more interested in these races.
Many of them, and there's no question, as U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and they'll tell you, I mean, the attorney generals continue to be extremely aggressive. They've collected tens of billions of dollars from financial services companies in the recent years after the recession and actions that were taken that perhaps caused the recession. They've gone after pharmaceutical companies. They've been very aggressive, and that's the reason that the lobbying and the money from the corporate side has increased so much, because they see these attorney generals as a serious threat. So, both sides are essentially pushing hard, and but there aren't the rules and regulations that exist around Congress or around many state legislatures. They don't really exist around attorney generals because it has not been a traditional arena for lobbying.
Eric Lipton, investigative reporter in the Washington Bureau for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.